This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 194 for Monday, December 20th. ICE canola futures are mostly lower on Monday, with losses in the front months coming well off of earlier lows. There were gains in the remaining new crop months and a sharp loss in new crop November. The January canola contract gives up $1.10 at $1,013.20 per ton. The more heavily traded March contract dips 50 cents at $1,002.20 per ton, and the May contract gains $2.10 at $9.67.5. There's support from gains in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. A trader says the spec longs remain supportive of canola as well. Trading, he adds, will remain erratic through the holidays. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada released its December supply and demand estimates on Friday. Based on the Stat Canada report from the beginning of this month, Ag Canada trimmed a little off of its calls on exports and domestic usage. The department is keeping ending stocks at 500,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 77.23 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 77.85. Dry conditions continue to be the order of the day in South America. Presently, Brazil has received 35% to 40% of its normal precipitation over the last month, and there's ongoing dryness in Argentina. The presence of a La Nina could mean little rain come January and February. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export inspections of soybeans for the week ending December 16th are nearly 1.68 million tons. That's down 3.9% from the previous week. Outgoing wheat movements slide 21.2% at around 212,000 tons. Corn export inspections climb 9.2% at a little over 1 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday. The March contract gained 6 cents at $12.95 per bushel. March soy oil drops nearly a penny at 53.01 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal gained $6.80 at $3.83.30 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Monday. The March contract is down 2 cents at $5.91 per bushel. Chicago oats plummets as the March contract hits the daily limit of 40 cents at $5.91. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago March up 3 cents at $7.78. Kansas City March also increases 3 cents at $8.13. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is down 4 cents at $10.18. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, December 20th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.